And Abram went out of Egypt, he and his wife and all that he had, and Lot went with him. And they returned unto Canaan, the land of promise. And they came and dwelt in the foothills of Bethel by the river Jordan. And Abram was very rich in silver and gold, and in cattle and sheep and goats and all kinds of flocks. So also was Lot. It soon became evident that the pasturage was not sufficient for the flocks and herds of both, and there resulted frequent disputes among the herdsmen.
Like I was saying, the cat jumped right into the woman's jar of milk.
And she blamed you.
Yeah, she thought I'd done it.
Hey, who's there? Hey!
Oh, it's one of Lot's men. What do you want?
You're trespassing. Get back across that creek.
Ooh, trespassing?
This is my master's pasture.
It is not. It's Abram's.
Since when?
Since last week. Abram and Lot came to an agreement. That creek divides the pasture.
First I've heard about it.
Are you calling me a liar?
If the shoe fits, wear it.
Well, try this on for size. Now, who does the pasture belong to?
Lot.
You still aren't convinced, eh?
Give him another convincer on the nose.
Here it is. Now, do you know now whose pasture land this is?
I'll see my master about this.
Good idea. And we'll see Abram.
Lot, are you very busy?
No, Uncle Abram, why?
I wish to talk with you.
And I want to talk to you.
It seems that our herdsmen are forever clashing over pasture space.
I understand. Your men are at fault. They let your cattle graze on the other side of the creek.
The fault does not lie with the men. The plain truth is that there just isn't enough pasture in these hills for both our herds. They have grown too large.
What do you suggest be done about it?
Well, there's only one thing to do. Separate the flocks.
Separate?
Why not? The entire land of Canaan lies before us. You take your flocks one way, and I'll take mine the other. It's as simple as that.
Can we agree, though, which of us is to go where?
You can have your choice, Lot. I'll take what's left.
That seems fair enough, Uncle Abram. I'll talk it over with the wife and let you know.
Abram gave you your choice.
Yes.
You refused, surely.
I did not.
But he's your uncle. He's elderly, the patriarch of the family, and it's because of him that you have great flocks and wealth.
He probably feels noble giving me my choice. Well, let him feel noble.
He's generous and selfish. That's why he did it.
And I'm not?
No, you're greedy. I'm your wife, and I know. Gratitude to him, even common courtesy, dictates that he should have his choice of lands. But no, you have no courtesy, no gratitude.
I intend to grasp all opportunities that come my way.
Even at the expense of someone else, your benefactor?
If he's that foolish, yes.
How greedy and selfish can one get?
Are you on my side or not?
I'm on your side.
Then why all this fuss?
I want you to realize there is more than one side to the issue. Know what you're doing, so later, when you think about it, you won't be sorry and change your mind.
I know what I'm doing. Exactly what I'm doing.
Have you made your choice?
The Valley of Jordan's very fertile. The most fertile of all Canaan land. It equals the beauty and productiveness of the Nile Valley. Oh, and the cities. Oh, they're wealthy and beautiful. And their crowded marts offer profitable traffic in cattle and sheep.
Oh. Greedy, greedy, greedy.
You don't want to live in the cities?
Of course I do, Lot. What normal woman doesn't want the excitement and glamour and social life of cities?
Then it's settled. We choose the plains of Jordan.
Have you thought about the moral and spiritual evil and wickedness of the cities of the plains? Especially Sodom and Gomorrah.
They're not as bad as they're painted. Anyway, even if they are, we can be missionaries, can't we? And convert them to the worship of the God of heaven.
And Lot pitched his tent in the plain of Jordan towards the city of Sodom.